With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. After writing for The New Yorker for several years, Ian Fraser decided to go to the Montana wilderness to write a novel. Fraser had never been to the Great Plains before.
I had seen them just from interstates or looking down from airplanes, and when I saw them close up, I was fascinated with them.
Ian Fraser's novel never came off, but the idea of writing about the Great Plains did. The result is Fraser's book, Great Plains.
It's the part of the country where 20 inches or less of rainfall falls in a year. When you're driving west, you can actually tell when you have left the Midwestern prairie, which is tall grass, which requires a lot of rain, and when you cross into the Great Plains, which is short grass.
The Great Plains are in the middle of America and stretch from Canada to Texas. The first place of Western expansion the settlers found was completely different from Europe.
It required different techniques of farming and different means of adaptation just to live there.
The Great Plains, site of the Dust Bowl, isn't totally flat. It's also a land of rolling hills and bluffs where Indians ran buffalo herds to their deaths. But yes, as Ian Fraser put thousands and thousands of miles on his odometer, he did become bored.
We have an idea that every piece of the earth has to explain itself. Well, we can save the Rocky Mountains because you can ski and they're beautiful. But there are places that are just really nothing there. And it's nice to have a place where there's nothing there.
Part travel book, part history, part memoir. Great Plains by Ian Fraser is a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The Great Plains. The name conjures thoughts of brave Indian warriors, prairie forts, Dust Bowl migrants. For a number of years, Ian Fraser drove the breath of that strange land in the geographic center of the nation and writes of his travels in Great Plains. Fraser says the towns of the Great Plains are emptying.
Towns are a highway and some grain elevators and no U-turn signs at either end and maybe a cafe.
Fraser says there is little to attract people to the Great Plains other than solitude and the fact that the cost of living is low.
It's a cheap place to live and it's a great place to travel when you have money to stay in motels. I slept in my van a lot of the time, but they have great motels for like $15 a night.
The Great Plains are dry, and so all sorts of relics, old or recent, seem to be well preserved.
There's a house in Medicine Bow, Wyoming. There's a cabin which is made entirely of fossilized dinosaur bones, because there were so many lying around that they made a house out of them.
The land seems suspended in time, and there are highway markers everywhere, such as one identifying a house invaded by the bandits, Bonnie and Clyde.
You can walk into this house, it's abandoned, and you can stand there and think, Bonnie and Clyde were in this house.
The Dust Bowl signaled doom for the development of the Great Plains.
It was the end of the era when thousands and thousands of families would move out and start their own farms.
Ian Fraser writes of the lore and the landscape of the Great Plains in his book of the same name, a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the real world, almost everyone holds or owes a marker.
A marker's a way of life. It's what I think it goes on from the time you're a kid. It's what you owe people for what they do for you.
That's Sidney Zion, whose novel Markers is all about power, connections, favors. Markers are implied, rarely stated, something understood.
You want me to do you a favor? Well, one day I may call on you, and then you better be there. If you're not, then you're some kind of a rat.
Markers is about two men. The first is a Roy Cohn-like lawyer who knows how to strike the right bargains and cut the right deals. The other is a dedicated newspaper man who fights for principle in a world of markers. For the power broker in Sidney Zion's novel, the biggest IOU of all would be the Royal Flush Marker, cashed in at the Oval Office.
To get the Royal Flush Marker on the President of the United States, it will be, they'll all owe him.
Veteran journalist Sidney Zion, a former lawyer, has a fine ear for the language of the courts and the hush of the back rooms. The book's best scene is a court trial involving a case of incest. Markers is Zion's first work of fiction.
After 30 years of being in various worlds of politics and law and journalism, that I said, hey, you know, well, I know a lot of these people, and I like to write about them and the way they live on a certain level.
Some real-life figures, such as Lyndon Johnson and Joseph Kennedy, are players in Sidney Zion's novel of connections, Markers, published by Donald Fine. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.